You're listening to SBS News.
As business shutdowns in some states come into effect, New Zealand citizens living in Australia have found they are unable to receive any of the government's coronavirus support packages. For Brisbane resident and small business owner Jason Killick, each day is a nervous wait for when business will dry up entirely. He and his family own and run Killick Family Funerals, which employs 4 full-time staff and 6 casuals. He says it's only a matter of time before their income runs out.
I wouldn't say we've lost any business yet, but that will come as soon as they eliminate the ability to hold funeral services. Everyone will go for what's termed as a direct cremation or a direct burial. So that's burial or cremation without holding a funeral ceremony. And then there's no real margins in that for funeral directors. So we provide the service, but for what we charge, you're essentially just covering costs.
And Mr. Killick is far from alone. He's one of thousands of New Zealanders living in Australia without access to any social safety net, such as welfare payments, if they lose their job or are forced to close due to the coronavirus pandemic. He says the lack of support is making him and his family nervous.
As Kiwis, we've got no ability to go to Centrelink whatsoever. So if things dried up, so to speak, from a work perspective, we would have nowhere to turn to. A little bit nervous, probably even more so for the fact that the international borders will be closed, so we couldn't just jump on a plane and fly back to New Zealand. And
it's unclear whether New Zealand sole traders in Australia will have access to small business support provided by the Australian government, but they are ineligible for the new increased coronavirus job seeker payment. SBS News sent questions to the Minister for Social Services, Anne Rustin, regarding the eligibility of New Zealanders for various coronavirus support payments. There is no response yet. Liza Cox from AusKiwi is an advocate for New Zealanders' rights in Australia. She says the New Zealand government needs to push the Australian government to give support.
Well, I think it's just generally indicative of the way the successive New Australian governments are quite grateful to take taxes off people who are residing here long-term, building businesses here and investing in Australia, but they're not willing to give them any sort of support should they need it.
She says while it's been standard Australian government policy since 2001 not to provide New Zealanders living in Australia with welfare support, these extraordinary circumstances warrant a different approach. David Faulkner from the group Kiwis in Australia says his Facebook page has already been inundated with New Zealanders in dire situations.
There's people complaining that they're going to be homeless and without food very, very quickly. So it's going to be a tragedy for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if they're really going to have to start airlifting people out of Australia simply because otherwise they're left homeless and destitute, right?
The New Zealand Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and the New Zealand High Commission to Australia have not responded for requests for comment about efforts to advocate on behalf of their citizens in Australia or the level of support being provided. An online petition calling on the Australian government to provide New Zealand citizens with support during the coronavirus pandemic has gathered more than 100,000 signatures as of Tuesday morning. Jani Blakali, SBS News.